The leases are probably silent on the issue.
I don't think there's anything addressed in it. So the county can assume that it's not in the contract. The owner can assume that the precedent has been set and security's been in place for years and it's expected. So you can argue it either way. It's just, in fairness to the county, you know, I don't think the county doesn't want anybody entering a building like in that example there when they get hit in the head with a brick. But I don't know how somebody can have 9 different ways to check 9 different buildings. You know, and as soon as my place gets broke into, why didn't your guy check my building?
I rent property quite a bit. When I rent a place, it's not my responsibility no more. I have no right to even go in on that property. I'm going in there and build into a house. It's theirs. It belongs to them. And this applies here too. You just can't walk up just because you rent somebody something. You have the right to go in it or do anything with it. It's their responsibility. It belongs to them. That's why I say walk up. If we don't have it in our contract to take care of it, we're out of it. We shouldn't be there. Period.
Okay. And I'm not saying either way. I don't have feelings. I'm just saying if we don't have a standard, then
that
they can
standard.
Go on
it's
Allen's.
That's a standard. That's
yeah.
standard.
But they, as it stands now, they could go on Allen's and you know, have all kinds of different parties, and the security guy can't kick them off.
That is the private problem. The guy that leased that property is his problem. It's his problem, not ours. Now, if he wants to ask us and pay us money to police that area, that's another story. But if they haven't paid us or asked us to do it, that's the end of it. We're out of it. It's not our responsibility. We're taking on responsibilities we shouldn't even be involved with.
But if they have a beer party,
that's somewhere close.
But Sam, if they have a beer party on Allen's and the security guy doesn't say anything, and they put their beer bottles out on the taxiway and the Learjet,
well, that might be another story.
That's another story.
Now that gets if they have a beer party downtown here and come and have me down go and throw in my yard, that's another story too. But see, you're going beyond if this net if. You can't ifs and assumes. Both of those get you in trouble.
And we sometimes have to a little bit. I mean, that's why I think we as the advisory committee need to give the council some guidance on what's the best direction. I'm not saying either way. I'm just saying I got issues either way we go. What's the pluses and the minuses?
I think I may paint here what we can do. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think the points that we brought up, we might have a legal liability.
I was going to say, there's liability issues.
Sure.
That's right. If you have stated that you're going to do certain things and for some reason it doesn't get done, then it can come back and haunt the county if you have assumed that responsibility.
That's right.
But if you don't assume the responsibility, they can't come back on you.
That's my point. I see pluses and minuses both directions.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, maybe if we continue the rounds, you're
just the rounds.
Checking each individual, you know, knocking on every door, but you do the rounds, see if there's something looks out of place, you know. Maybe we could do that for now.
Well, they don't. Does the security, the overnight security person, they don't stop at every individual business and hangar, do they? I don't know what they're doing now, are they?
I'm not sure that we
had a problem.
I know they part of what they do is checking doors and.
Well, they only come to the county building, which I understand because
right.
It's the county building.
Yeah,
you want your you're paying the security guy, so you want him to come and check your building.
We had some kind of incident in the industrial park a couple of years ago. I don't remember the particulars, but I believe the building was broken into.
And we had an issue just a couple of weeks ago or months ago that Larry brought to your attention. So,
but I mean, those were people outside of his hangar, and actually probably off the property that he leases. They were still going to do the drive through of the airport and drive around the facilities. You know, the question is, do they go onto the leased property? And you know, I don't see any difference between just driving onto the property and checking doors. Once you cross the line, you're on that property.
Well, we don't have the county employee here supervises the security. We need to bring that person in here.